Any chapter 2, Mishnah 2, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Ein sachin shemin shel masa sheni b'Yerushalayim. One may not anoint oneself with masa sheni oil in Yerushalayim. According to Rabbi Shimon, masa sheni oil may only be eaten. So he disagrees with what we just said in the previous Mishnah. He held differently. He held that you can't anoint with masa sheni oil. But the sages permitted it. And that was the opinion in the previous Mishnah, that the sages permit you to take masa sheni oil and anoint yourself. Amru lo le Rabbi Shimon, I said to Rabbi Shimon, im haikel betruma hachamura, if we were lenient in a case of truma, we know that you're allowed to definitely anoint yourself with truma oil, right? And truma is stricter than masa sheni. Only a priest is allowed to eat truma. Lo nikal masa sheni akal, so shouldn't we be lenient in the case of masa sheni? If you're allowed to anoint with truma oil, so definitely you should be allowed to anoint with masa sheni oil. They said to Rabbi Shimon. Amalehem, he answered back to them. He said, my lo im hekel betruma hachamura makom shekel bekrashinim ubetiltan. He said to them, no, there are cases where we're stricter in the case of masa sheni than we are in the case of truma. And what are those cases? Vetches and fenugreek. Nikal b'masa sheni, we are hakel makom shiloi kol b'krashim over tiltan. In those two cases, vetches and fenugreek, we are stricter in the case of masa sheni than we are in truma. And we'll see in the next two mishnahs what these cases are. But essentially saying back to them, your logic doesn't always hold. There are cases in masa sheni which are dealt stricter than truma. And so you can't bring your kol v'chomer argument that you brought before.